for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levickin. Six district candidates agreed to two debates this fall. A national nonprofit weighs in against two Confederate statues in Charlottesville. Meanwhile, UVA says it will spend more money to honor the enslaved people who helped build and maintain the school. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, September 5th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The candidates for the 6th District Congressional seat have agreed to two debates, with more possible. The Daily News Record reports that the first debate will take place at Spotswood High School on September 17th. The candidates have also agreed to a forum hosted by the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance on October 22nd. Republican Ben Klein and Democrat Jennifer Lewis are running to replace GOP Representative Bob Goodlatte, who is stepping down after holding the seat for 25 years. The 6th District covers much of the Shenandoah Valley, plus part of the Roanoke area. A national nonprofit has joined Charlottesville's debate over Confederate monuments by erecting a monument of its own, a billboard urging removal of two statues of Civil War generals. Hawes Spencer from partner station WCVE reports.
Andrea Douglas, the head of Charlottesville's African American History Center, contends that the statues of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson were designed to glorify those who fought to preserve slavery.
These monuments were placed in a particular moment, in a particular time. Their time has ended. We need to think about other ways that we commemorate and think about our public spaces.
A lawsuit against members of the city council who voted last summer to remove the statues aims to keep them in place. Originally slated to begin this month, that trial is now set for January. Hawes Spencer, WMRA News, Charlottesville.
Meanwhile, the University of Virginia has increased funding for a new memorial honoring the contributions of enslaved people who helped build and maintain the school. The Daily Progress reports that the Board of Visitors approved allocating $2.5 million to establish a matching fund for private gifts to the Memorial Construction Fund. The memorial was recommended by a commission convened in 2013 to study slavery and the university. Construction on the memorial is expected to begin this fall, with completion expected in fall of 2019. The car that hit and seriously injured a 19-year-old James Madison University student last month was reported stolen. According to the Daily News Record, Harrisonburg police say that the registered owner of the black Honda Pilot that caused the August 24th crash reported the SUV had been stolen. That report happened just minutes after the collision. The Pilot struck another vehicle while it was parked in the right travel lane picking up passengers on West Market Street in Harrisonburg. JMU student Jared Antle, who was getting into the stopped car, was seriously injured. The driver of the Pilot fled the scene on foot. What do Virginians think about the state of the economy? Well, according to one new poll, that depends on what they think of the party in power. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has more.
How optimistic are you about the state of the economy? Perhaps your answer to that question depends on how you voted in the last election. That's certainly what Alice Cassens at Roanoke College found in a recent poll gauging consumer sentiment.
After the presidential election, the most recent presidential election, there was a complete flip. Not only did Republicans start having higher sentiment than Democrats, but by a huge amount.
When Barack Obama was president, Republicans had a very dim view of the economy. Now that Donald Trump is president, they think the economy is great.
I thought that perhaps it would taper off, perhaps that gap would close, and it did to some degree. But in this most recent past two polls, including this last one, it's hit record highs.
Overall, consumer sentiment in Virginia remains above the historic average, although Democrats and Republicans view the economy very differently. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, a first-of-its-kind study finds that even a small rise in sea level could lead to more coastal flooding worldwide. A team of scientists, including experts from Virginia Tech, predicts a warming planet will see more worst-case scenarios more often if nothing is done to prevent it. Virginia Public Radio's Robbie Harris reports.
Researchers used high-performance computers running thousands of scenarios to study earthquakes that trigger tsunamis. Currently, quakes large enough to spur waves that cause major flooding are relatively rare, but the model showed that as sea levels rise, much smaller earthquakes would do it. A magnitude 3 or 4 would act like an 8.8 or 9.
The interesting thing is now that smaller earthquakes are much more frequent than bigger earthquakes. So the frequency of flooding increases quite significantly.
Virginia Tech geoscientist Robert Weiss is director of Virginia's Disaster Resilience and Risk Management Program. He hopes these findings catch the attention of policymakers.
If you imagine you don't do anything for a while and then a big storm or tsunami hits and wipes out a community, we not only have a tragic loss of life, but also we interrupt economies. And given the globalization, that might actually cascade into a more global disaster rather than staying local at the community where the tsunami or storm impacted.
Weiss will continue studying potential future tsunami effects from sea level rise worldwide and what it might mean for the United States' east and west coasts. I'm Robbie Harris.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Wednesday.